So what do you think the biggest advantage of being a digital nomad is?
Well, even for people, you know, I appreciate that, you know, not everybody wants to be on the road 300 days out of the year. Not everybody necessarily wants my specific lifestyle. I appreciate that. It's just the matter of you having that freedom to be able to do what you want, when you want, where you want.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, I tried this for a while when I was in Thailand for 3 weeks. It was really great being a digital nomad, and I liked it so much. I'm going to be doing it again later in the year. Here's a guy with us now, Aaron Clements. Aaron, you are a digital nomad, 300 days a year. You're on the road. What is that like?
It's incredible. I love having the independence, the location independence, to be able to be anywhere and still be able to be connected to my, you know, regular routines, as well as just exploring the world around me and really just kind of taking in all of the sights and the cultures and sounds and the tastes, the food from all over the world. I've discovered that initially I didn't think I would like, because I'm only used to the Americanized versions of that type of food. So yeah, it's been incredible.
Hey, so what do you think the biggest advantage of being a digital nomad is?
Well, even for people, you know, I appreciate that, you know, not everybody wants to be on the road 300 days out of the year. Not everybody necessarily wants my specific lifestyle. I appreciate that. It's just the matter of you having that freedom to be able to do what you want, when you want, where you want. Having that location independence, whether you want to be at home, you know, with your dogs, or you know, out in Thailand, or we had a great time in Bali earlier this year. I was in Antarctica and was still able to work, and that was just incredible to be able to take in all of those experiences and experience new cultures and everything like that, while still being productive. It's just incredible.
Hey, so what do you think the biggest disadvantages are?
The biggest disadvantages are, for some people, I was talking to a friend of mine as well, who's also on the road just about as much as I am. Sometimes it can be a little lonely. You know, if you're, I like to travel with travel friends, travel buddies, adventure buddies, whatever you want to call it. As well as I like to go places where I know people. And so that way, you know, there is camaraderie there. But, you know, my friend I was talking with the other day, he was talking about the fact that sometimes he's in a hotel room by himself, you know, 20 nights a month. In various parts of, or you know, not necessarily a hotel, but he's in his accommodations by himself. He's having a great time, but sometimes there's, you know, moments of loneliness and you don't have that same companionship routine that you do at home or in a traditional office. You know, there's no that now that water cooler talk type of deal, because your colleagues, if depending on what you're doing for work, maybe, you know, your closest colleague may be several hours away.
Yeah, it's you know, all content creation can be a very solitary existence, even though we're talking on Zoom right now. You know, it's not like being there, is it?
It's not quite the same. So yeah, so I'm the type of person, I will make friends anywhere I go. And so I really enjoy kind of going out to new places and meeting new people and things like that. And, you know, that's not necessarily the way that everybody operates. So with that, I could see that being a challenge for some folks.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you're doing it, you know, with all these things considered, the benefits and the, you know, the costs, if you will. Is it all worth it?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely, the way that I kind of look at it is there, I personally engineered my life to create as many experiences as possible. And with that, it's kind of a sort of minimalism. I don't collect stuff. I don't collect things. I love to collect experiences. So that's where I focus my spending is on collecting experiences and creating new experiences. Mars, you know, I have, you know, kind of downsized quite a bit in the stuff arena. You know, my girlfriend was doing van life for 3 years, so you know, traveled around with her for quite a bit in that space. And when you're in those more confined spaces, you have to be very strategic about what items you're keeping and what items you are having around, and often trying to figure out ways to reduce the amount of items that are just, you know, around in general, just because you don't have the space to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So hey, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm thinking about becoming a digital nomad, what are three pieces of advice that you give to them?
Well, the biggest piece that I would advise them to do is to find something that they are passionate about and figuring out a way to monetize. You know, the whole adage is that, you know, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So figuring out how to monetize things that they love is very, very important. You know, that I have friends that are digital nomads that they work remotely and, you know, they don't necessarily enjoy what they do. It pays well. And things like that, they don't enjoy what they do for work itself. So I always encourage people to find a way to do what you enjoy. That way it enhances your experience while you're out having all of these wonderful experiences in the world. That's great. It's just also it's just going to be an extra checkbox to make that transition easier. Additionally, I would recommend that, you know, people figure out what it is that they need as far as their creature comforts while they are traveling, because I know so many people that would pack two full-size suitcases just for a three-day weekend trip, just in case. And so figuring out, you know, kind of really sitting down and having that conversation with yourself, like, what do I need? What is really going to be something that I need to have with me that, you know, I can't just buy when I get there? So that's really, you know, having, you know, outfits and clothing and things like that that work well together. So you could utilize multiple combinations and still utilizing the same actual articles of clothing. In between washes and things along those lines, as well as being able to, like I said, buy stuff when you get there. You know, a lot of people want to bring, you know, I mean, obviously I don't use a whole lot of shampoo and conditioner personally, but a lot of people want to bring like their entire, you know, home with them as far as their toiletries and stuff is concerned, when it's really not necessary. Things like, you know, toothpaste and you know, shampoo, conditioner, those are pretty universal anywhere that you go. And so wherever possible, especially if you're staying in hotels, they provide a lot of those things for you. You know, they have a space, you know, specific toothbrush that you like to use, obviously bring that. But if you're staying in a hotel and you can get toothpaste from the front desk, you can get deodorant from the front desk, you could get, you know, the shampoo and conditioner is provided for you as well. Or you can pop over to the local shop and pick up those items when you get there and stick with your travel size item. Because a lot of times when I'm traveling, especially internationally, I like to travel internationally in places where the American dollar brings a lot further. So with that, like when you're in Bali, we got, you know, a bunch of just normal toiletry items when we arrived. Like we were staying in a guest house that didn't necessarily have, you know, all of them stay in hotel amenities. And we were able to pick things up, basically everything you need for the entire week for about $3 or $4 American dollars.
Great. Hey, so basically you got a book now. Tell
I
us
do.
The book.
So I have a book out. It's called From Desk to Destination. It is available in hardback and paid copy. It is an international bestseller. It is a how-to step-by-step guide on all of the things that you need to do in order to make that transition to become a digital nomad, including some websites where you can find the jobs where there's different resources, different tools, different apps, different hacks, all of those things that you can utilize to really make the most of your transition into the digital nomad lifestyle. There's also a whole section in there about the mindset, because a lot of times people don't realize, some of the challenges that they might face internally when they're making that transition. So this kind of gives you some tools to be able to overcome that and to be able to make that transition successfully. It also even gives you some specific tips on, like I was saying earlier, like where the American dollar goes further. So some of the digital nomad hubs where you're going to have these communities where you can plug in with people who are also digital nomads in areas that have great visa programs and things along those lines for the digital nomad lifestyle. So it's called From Desk to Destination, and it is available now. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, as well as go to AaronBClients.com. You can get a link to pick it up there as well.
Okay. Well, hey, really interesting. And I will personally find the information useless. We'll have a link useful, I should say. Useless. but no, seriously, I will find it useful because I've been doing more and more of the digital nomad routine. And
absolutely,
I find it really satisfying and fun and liberating in a lot of ways. Hey, if you got a question for Aaron or myself, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. The link to Aaron's site is in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. When you're there, please sign up for your free newsletter. Aaron, really appreciate your stopping by, and we will definitely talk to you again.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Great to see you, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Cary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.